during the championship week, the Summit League tournament, Argus Leader reported, or the sports editor of the Argus Leader reported, he had spoken to the commissioner of the Summit, and the commissioner told him that you had told the commissioner that the Missouri Valley, that you'd had some communications with the Missouri Valley, and the Missouri Valley, in terms of the possibility of Denver as a replacement for Creighton, and that you said Denver's sticking with the Summit, that they weren't interested. Is that accurate?
I think the University of Denver is going to continue to be sought after. One, because of the academic reputation. I think two, because of our media market. And three, because of the competitiveness of our programs. At the end of the day, our university is committed to providing the best educational athletic experience that gives our student athletes the opportunity to compete at the highest level. The Summit provides that for us and is embracing of our institution as we are, academically and athletically, which is very important.
Have there been communications, though, with the Valley regarding this Creighton situation?
I will not make any comments on any specific conference. As you can imagine, there's so much movement and there's so much turmoil. There's a lot of what-ifs. If A happens, will B happen? Will C fall into place? And for us, we feel that the university is in a very, very good position right now, given our geographic location and our menu of sports.
Is it, you know, from our conversation before, I know the menu of sports is important. Is that sort of a factor that's continuing to crop up in terms of, are you going to add sports or you're not going to add sports?
It's critically important. The University of Denver is a private institution. All of our programs at this time are fully funded. We have 17 sport programs. For us to add two or four sport programs, it would come from our existing budget, which means that it may diminish our overall competitiveness. For four of the last 5 years, we've been the best 1AAA program in the country. We take great pride in that. And it's not that you never say never, but that I think we need to be true to ourselves and the institution we are. And the sports that we value, the skiing, the hockey, the lacrosse, gymnastics, they've had great national success and visibility, and I don't think they should ever be diminished. They're very much a part of who we are, and we take great pride in that.
Last question, then I'll let you get back to the game. This Boone thing, there's been all this controversy surrounding the Boone, the non-mascot, mascot, whatever. What are your thoughts on that and trying to resolve that in a way that's going to... I guess, unite and not divide the community of students, alumni, fans, and everybody?
I have a unique perspective. I think anything that ignites passion is positive. And I think Denver Boone is Denver Boone, and it should never be anything that's divisive. I have full confidence in... the leadership of our students, the leadership of our alumni, to create a win-win situation for us, knowing the sensitivity. That's the reason we went with the Arch Denver 5 years ago. We are Denver, and that's everyone. We have always embraced all of our mascots at the athletic events, on our murals, and we will continue to do so.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Gracias.